Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, August 5th, Pope Francis prays for the people of Lebanon after a massive blast in Beirut kills over 100 people. The Pope resumes his weekly general audience, beginning a new series of catechesis on how Christians can heal the world. And South Korea is suffering under its worst monsoon in nearly a decade. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. Pope Francis expressed his sorrow and prayers for the people of Lebanon today. He asked everyone to pray for the victims and those affected by a massive explosion in the capital.
Ieri a Beirut, nella zona del porto, delle fortissime esplosioni hanno causato decine di morti e migliaia di feriti.
Yesterday in Beirut near the port, there were massive explosions causing dozens of deaths, wounding thousands and causing serious destruction, said the Pope.
Preghiamo per le vittime e per i loro familiari. E preghiamo per il Libano.
Let us pray for the victims and their families, he went on, and let us pray for Lebanon so that through the dedication of all its social, political, and religious elements, it might confront this extremely tragic and painful moment, and with the help of the international community, overcome the grave crisis they're experiencing. Lebanon is in mourning after the massive explosion ripped through Beirut and surrounding areas on Tuesday evening, killing at least 100 people and injuring thousands, with many feared still trapped under the rubble. Nathan Morley has the details.
It was a catastrophic explosion. The blast, which happened at around 6:10 local time, tore through Beirut port, leaving a trail of devastation. As Wednesday dawned, rescue workers continued to sift through the wreckage, looking for those missing after the explosion. The Red Cross said at least 100 people had been killed, whilst the governor of Beirut said 100 people were still missing. It's known that at least 4,000 people were injured, with the number of casualties expected to rise. Sami Ayoud saw the disaster unfold.
Houses, buildings, dead bodies in the streets, injuries. Hospitals couldn't accept more injuries and bodies because they were full. Beirut is a destroyed city. It is like a real war zone.
According to reports from Lebanon, the explosion was caused by tons of ammonium nitrate stored at a warehouse in the port, which overlooks the Mediterranean coast. The blast was so loud it was clearly heard across the Mediterranean on the island of Cyprus, which is some 200 kilometres away. Speaking to the press, the Lebanese Prime Minister, Hassan Diab, urged friendly countries to help overcome the repercussions of the incident. Many countries in the region have expressed solidarity with Lebanon, which has been dealt a further blow as it grapples with the COVID-19 pandemic and a severe economic crisis. For Vatican News, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Staying with the story, the Catholic Church in Lebanon leapt into action following the blast in Beirut. Peter Mahfouz is the head of the youth department for Caritas Lebanon. He told Sister Bernadette Reese that the church is helping out even as hospitals are overwhelmed by the influx of injured people.
Well, basically, it's a huge disaster. We have killed now more than 100 dead. 4,000 injured. Hundreds of families have left their homes because of the damage. It's a huge explosion that shook all Beirut and the neighboring areas. The chaos is huge in Beirut right now. We're trying to help out in the field, distributing food, removing the debris, looking for a lot of missing people. It's a huge tragedy for Beirut.
The people are already suffering from so much.
Yes, we have the problem of COVID-19. We have the economic crisis, which is ripping the country apart. So it's one problem after another.
Can you give an indication of how, if people would like to help, how can they do that?
Well, basically, now all the assistance that we're trying to provide is basic food assistance. It's a medicine. We're helping out hospitals because they are not able to receive a lot of people anymore. They're at full capacity. Also, we're helping out in the mental health. A lot of people need someone just to talk to them. They have missing family members they don't know anything about. So from all perspectives, any kind of help is needed right now.
That was Peter Mafouz with Caritas Lebanon speaking to Sister Bernadette Reese. Pope Francis today resumed his weekly general audience after the July summer break. He also began a new cycle of catechesis on the theme of healing the world. In his first of the series, the Pope said the virtues of faith, hope, and charity enable us to heal the many infirmities of our times, such as those revealed by the pandemic. Robin Gomes reports.
Pope Francis begins his catechesis reminding Christians that despite the infections, death, and socioeconomic problems caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, God's kingdom of healing and of salvation is present, as Jesus assures in Luke's Gospel. This kingdom of justice and peace manifested through works of charity, he says, increase and strengthen faith. Through faith, hope, and charity, the Holy Spirit not only heals us, but also makes us healers.
Potremo guarire in profondità le strutture ingiuste e le pratiche distruttive che ci separano gli uni dagli altri.
The Pope says that a renewed encounter with the gospel of faith, hope, and love will enable us to transform the roots of our physical infirmity and the destructive practices that separate us from each other, threatening the human family and our planet. Focusing on the healing of the paralytic at Capernaum, the Pope says that Jesus heals not only the physical evil, but the entire person.
Siamo chiamati a continuare la sua opera, opera di guarigione e di salvezza.
The Holy Father reminds Christians that as disciples of Jesus, the doctor of souls and bodies, we too are called to continue his work of healing and salvation in a physical, social, and spiritual sense. In this regard, the Pope says, the Church over the centuries has developed several fundamental principles, such as the dignity of the person, the common good, and care for our common home. While expressing the virtues of faith, hope, and love in different ways, these principles bring about healing and help contribute to the building of a future of hope for future generations. I'm Robin Gomes.
Pope Francis is working with the Populorum Progressio Foundation to support 168 projects going on in Latin America and the Caribbean. As Christopher Wells reports, the Pope's charitable outreach is helping better the lives of thousands of people.
Pope Francis' charitable initiatives in Latin America and the Caribbean are part of the Vatican Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development. The 168 projects in 23 countries express the Church's concern and love for the entire human family in the face of the ongoing pandemic. At the end of their recent meeting, the board of directors of the Populorum Progressio Foundation analyzed the consequences of the coronavirus pandemic in the region. The projects selected to receive the Pope's support aim at helping mitigate the short and mid-term effects of the virus. Cardinal Peter Turkson, who is the president of the foundation, thanked and encouraged those who continue to work with dedication and enthusiasm on behalf of people in need during the current crisis. In collaboration with the bishops of Italy, the foundation aims to promote the integral development of farmers' communities, indigenous peoples, and the African Americans of Latin America and the Caribbean. In this way, it bears witness to the closeness of the Pope through the works of charity that are accomplished. The Populorum Progressio Foundation released a statement at the end of their meeting. In the face of this crisis of global proportions that we are experiencing, the message reads, these projects are intended to be a tangible sign of the Pope's charity. The message also appealed to all Christians and people of goodwill, practice the virtue of charity and solidarity, ensuring that during this pandemic, no one is left behind, as Pope Francis has requested. I'm Christopher Wells.
Pope Francis this month is asking everyone to pray for seafarers and their families. This marks the third time this year that the Pope has brought maritime workers to the world's attention. Father Bruno Ciceri is the International Director of the Apostleship of the Sea, which ministers to seafarers. He spoke to Sister Bernadette Reese about why the maritime experience has so touched the heart of the Pope.
First of all, we have to say that he's not the first Pope that asked to pray for the seafarers. We have Leo XIII in May 1880. He put the intention of the seafarers on the apostleship of the prayer of that time. So, talking about Pope Francis, I think there are different reasons why Pope Francis spoke about the people of the sea three times this year. The first one was to thank the seafarers for the continuous work that they have done during the lockdown, because ships never stop sailing. The second one was on July 13, the Sea Sunday, And the third time is the celebration of the centennial. This year we are going to celebrate the 100th year of the foundation of the apostleship of the See Stella Maris. And also there is a connection. There is apostleship of prayer, apostleship of the See. Because really, the first Siemens branch that was launched in 1895 was called Apostleship of the See because it was connected with Apostleship of Prayer. But most of all, I think the Holy Father is close to the maritime world because he's one of the periphery where he likes to have the church to be present.
Thanks there to Father Bruno Ciceri, the International Director of the Apostleship of the See. In South Korea, torrential rains have set off floods and landslides, resulting in the death of at least 15 people. Over 1,500 have been forced to evacuate their homes after 42 consecutive days of rain. This marks South Korea's longest monsoon in 7 years, and rescue efforts are being hampered by coronavirus restrictions. Fears are growing that crowded shelters could spread the virus. Elsewhere, fires have swept across southern France in recent days, leaving at least 22 people injured and many businesses destroyed. Stefan Boss reports that the fires were pushed across the Marseille region by strong Mediterranean winds.
As France reemerges from lengthy coronavirus lockdowns, the nation is now facing a new battle. From the air, vast plumes of smoke can be seen billowing above this picturesque wooded area near the Mediterranean coast. Fires forced the evacuation of 2,700 tourists, nursing home residents and others here in the Marseille region. Some 1,800 firefighters, backed by helicopters and planes, already battled the worst blaze through the night around the town of Martigues. But they could not prevent the destruction of several businesses. They were still working Wednesday to extinguish the fire more than 14 hours after it broke out Tuesday. Its flames spread quickly from a wooded area towards the sea, some 8 kilometers or 5 miles away. Fires were sweeping through residential areas and multiple campgrounds. Firefighters tried to evacuate campers via land and sea. French Interior Minister Gérard Darmanin rushed to the site overnight, and firefighting teams were sent in from other regions to help. The cause of the fires is not known. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
And now this message from Vatican Radio and UNESCO.
Has someone you know sent you advice from an unknown expert against coronavirus? Watch out! The expert may not be an authentic one. One way to manipulate information is through the use of a false expert who can add more credibility to the message. Always verify who that expert is and which organization they represent. During the COVID-19 outbreak, only trust official information sources and credible media outlets. Do not share unverified information. This is a message from UNESCO.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, go to our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. There you can also find all our broadcasts in podcast form. And don't forget to catch the latest updates on our Facebook page and Twitter feed. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.